Belinda presents this abridged recording of A Conversation with My Country, Where We've Come From, Where We Can Go, written and read by Alan Duff. Chapter 1, Looking Back. According to Adam Rogers, humans are fated to see the same world differently. I quote, "There is a world that exists, then there is the world that we perceive, a hallucination generated by a pound and a half of electrified meat encased by our skulls. Connecting the two, or conveying accurately our own personal hallucination to someone else, is the central problem of being human." He was discussing the internet meme about an audio experiment that played a single word to test subjects. Each person heard that same word as one of two quite distinct sounds, Yanny or Laurel. This is why we divide into camps, such as the blue and blacks and the white and gold seen in another earlier meme about a dress. Professor David Allais from the University of Sydney School of Psychology says that, like earlier optical illusions, such as the Necker cube, whose front could be either the lower left or upper right side, or the image that could be a face or a vase, these new memes are further examples of a perceptually ambiguous stimulus that can be seen in two ways. I quote, "This happens because the brain can't decide on a definitive interpretation. All of this goes to highlight just how much the brain is an active interpreter of sensory input, and thus that the external world is less objective than we like to believe." End of quote. Rogers writes that Yanny and Laurel offer a bleak reminder of humanity's fundamental loneliness. However, he concludes, maybe we're all alone in our heads, but that doesn't mean we can't work on being alone together. Writing is all about connecting these lonely heads. Often, though, it has shown just how alone I am. My books have polarized people, but I continue to explore ideas, to provoke discussion, to posit solutions, for the alternative is to do nothing and let loneliness, chaos, and anarchy or physical might and oppression rule. Even if a social issue leaves you hearing Yanny while I hear Laurel, the important thing is that we are engaging, interacting, conversing, connecting, trying to make the world a better place. It occurred to me recently that for about 30 years, I've been having a conversation with this country. For some time, I worked on my first novel, Once Were Warriors, which finally hit the shops in November 1990. Since then, I've had many other forms of conversation. A syndicated weekly newspaper column, which lasted 10 years, a nationwide book program, 10 more novels, a non-fiction book on Maori issues, several television documentaries, 2 movies of my works, various television interviews and debate appearances, a book of Maori heroes, and, as I write, there's possibly a television series in the offing. More than that, since that first publication, countless doors have opened, enabling me to meet interesting and sometimes fascinating people, making me realise how broad and diverse society is. I've had another conversation with a sector of our society that is frequently overlooked, with whom a typical reader of this publication does not engage or know anything about. A low socioeconomic group, the majority Maori and Pacific Islanders.